From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Noah Adams. Hundreds of thousands of people in southwestern China are out of their homes after yesterday's 7.9 magnitude earthquake. An estimated 12,000 have died. Thousands more still wait for help. Some crowd the roads with their families. Others remain trapped in the wreckage of their homes, businesses, and schools. The Chinese government says nearly 50,000 police and soldiers have been sent now to the disaster zone in Sichuan province. And earlier today, President Bush pledged $500,000 in earthquake relief.
Our co-host, Melissa Black, is in the city of Chengdu, the provincial capital of Sichuan province. Yesterday, she was in the middle of conducting an interview when the earthquake hit. This morning, she traveled for 3 hours toward the quake's epicenter. I spoke with her earlier, and she described the scene along the way.
You see people living in essentially tent cities along the road. They're under tarps, they're under umbrellas, they're under plastic sheeting. They've moved mattresses outside, they've moved things to cook with outside. They're camping outside because they don't want to go back into their houses. There have been so many aftershocks, nobody wants to be inside, and a lot of these houses probably are structurally unsound.
And you also made it to another small village, Ganshi. What did you find there?
Yeah, it was really interesting. We were driving along this road, sort of wending our way up through the mountains to the northeast of Chengdu, maybe 90 miles or so from the epicenter of the earthquake. And as we got closer to this village where we ended up, we saw these massive boulders that had rolled down the mountains and landed in the middle of the road and were blocking half of it. So you'd sort of weave a course through them. I mean, huge boulders, maybe 10 or 12 feet across. And then we got to this little village. You know, as we were driving through, you noticed that damage that seemed fairly light, a village back, you know, maybe the tiles had been blown off of roofs, and progressively it got worse and worse and worse. You'd see a house that had caved in, then you saw several houses that were demolished, and then we got to the village of Ganshi, which was really quite devastated. I mean, a lot of houses just pulverized, but the stories we heard there, were a lot of them were from people who had come from villages that were even harder hit and were coming to this village for help.
So you had a chance to actually talk to some of the people that were in Ganshi.
Yeah, and especially I talked to one woman, a woman named Zhao Rong. She's 36 years old. She had walked 30 kilometers, 20 miles, with four children, ages 9 to 15. She was wearing heels, and they talked to us about sort of why they had left their village, which had been completely devastated. It's in Bechuan County, which is this county where 80% of the buildings are said to be destroyed. They were coming. She had injured her wrist. One of the boys she was with, a 9-year-old boy, had an injured eye, and they were coming to try to get help because in their village, there's really nothing for them there. The question is, where do they go from here?
I don't know.
So I would just sit down, you know, when I find a proper place. So first I need to save the lives, our lives.
First thing you wanted to do was save your family's lives.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to eat? Do you have any clothes?
So actually now we lead a life like a beggar.
And that's pretty much the story for them and a lot of these other folks we saw coming through with the clothes on their backs and hoping that they could find something along the way.
Melissa, one day after this earthquake struck, reports still vary wildly. Do you have any sense of the devastation in some of those more remote areas? Are you hearing things, if not from the official news agency, from some of the survivors in those areas?
It's so hard to get a sense of the scope of this, Michelle. I mean, you do hear these incredibly huge numbers of people believed buried in just one city, you know, numbering in the tens of thousands. This woman, Zhao Rong, whom we just heard from, is from a town of 15,000 people. And when I asked her how many people she thought had been killed in her town, she figured a third, and that would be 5,000 people in this one fairly small town alone. And I think until rescue workers get to these places, we really have no idea.
Melissa, are you still feeling aftershocks?
You know, there have been a number of aftershocks, quite powerful ones, about 24 aftershocks of magnitude 5 or more. I get text message alerts from the U.S. Geological Service when an aftershock is hit, and you know, I bolted out of bed the other night when one hit at 4 a.m. It's a terrifying feeling. We were talking about this tonight, and you sort of, after having gone through this earthquake, you feel like you have kind of a muscle memory for those vibrations. You know, all of your sort of adrenaline starts flowing. It's a terrifying thing, and that's certainly why you see a lot of these people who are sleeping out on the streets all over this province.
Right. Well, Melissa, I just have one last question. The tape that so many of us have heard now of you describing what actually happened, shifting almost into play-by-play mode as you're experiencing this incredible sensation. I'm just curious how you were able to move to that moment. Have you had time to even think about that?
You know, I haven't heard that tape, and I'm really curious to listen to what it sounds like. I think because it's such a surreal sensation. I'm sure I would have sounded very different if I had looked around and buildings were falling down all around me, which they weren't. I mean, the street was waving, buildings were shaking, cars were jiggling, but I wasn't seeing devastation all around me. And so you sort of are taking it in and thinking, what's going on here? What is this? It was my first earthquake. I'd never been through anything like it.
Well, Melissa, thanks so much. Please stay safe. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, Michelle.
That was my co-host, Melissa Block, in Chengdu, China.